Good evening. This is Pastor Deborah Gilmore. I just felt the need to come on today and share this word with someone, because I know that it is necessary and needed in this time. What God wants us to understand is that as born-again believers, as born-again means you've been born again. That means you've been brought back into fellowship with God. You was born by your natural parents, but now you've been born again by the Spirit of God. God has redeemed us. When we say we're Christians, we're born again. That means we are new creations created in Christ Jesus. No longer doing the things that we used to do because we've been made new. Corinthians tell us that the old has passed away, the new has come. You are a new creation. That means you operate in a different way. You don't do the same things you used to do. You operate in a different way, and that way is by the Spirit. You walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Romans 8 tells us that there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk no longer after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so as born again believers, and this is something that God wants you to know and understand as a believer, as an individual, that we are saved people. We are a healed people. We are a blessed and prosperous people. We've been redeemed from the whole curse, not part of the curse, but the whole curse of the law, because Jesus took upon himself that curse in its entirety. Let me say that again for the people in the back. In its entirety, he left nothing out. He provided your healing. He provided your prosperity, your finances. He provided the avenue for you to have healthy relationships, to be healthy in your body, mind, and spirit, and soul. And he left nothing out. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He bore it all so that the blessing of Abraham can come upon us and we can be whole and live in peace. That's what salvation is. Being able to live whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. Isaiah 53:4-5. And I'm going to go there and read it. Just bear with me. This scripture came up and I didn't have it available at the moment. But Isaiah 53:4-5, and it tells us, surely he have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So all we like sheep gone astray, we have turned every one of his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. Do you get that? Your sins have been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the life of Jesus. He laid it down for you and me because of his love for us. And God expects us to lay down our lives for others, not die as Christ died, but learning how to die concerning your will, your plans, and what you want to do. God has sent us out into the world to deliver them out of all their destruction. God has sent us out into the world as new creations to deliver the people, to deliver our family, to deliver those that are lost. Because Jesus said in his word, he said, greater works than these shall you do. Don't be amazed and amused by what I have done, but understand that you're going to do even greater works. Why? Why is this? Because I go back to the Father. But you will be left here to do the works that I did not finish. But look, I'm going to finish those works through you. I'm going to finish those works through your children, through your grandchildren, through your generation. I'm going to finish those works because we don't work for salvation. Salvation works for us. But it happens by faith. And we work it out by faith. Every day we work out our own salvation by faith on the word of God, by standing on the word of God, by believing the word of God, by putting our confidence in what God says concerning our situation, concerning what is going on within our lives, concerning what's going on. We put our faith and our trust in God. Amen. Not in ourselves and not in people, but we put our faith and our trust in God and in God alone. Amen. So Jesus gave us his shalom. Let me help you understand something. Jesus gave you his shalom. That means his peace, his wholeness, his completeness, his protection, his deliverance, everything for his highest good, everything for your highest good. He gave it to us. The Father's heart doesn't want anyone left out, left broken, sick, or in lack. And some people have taught that he does, but they're mistaken. God does not want, the Bible says that God doesn't wish that any man should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Your body is your sacrifice for Jesus, because Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for mankind. That's why Romans 12 and 1 says Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body every day, present your body, your mind, your soul to God, which is your reasonable service. That's all God desires of us, is to love one another, because love is God. And I know sometimes we may not want to love. We may don't feel like loving people because we, in our mind, we feel like they don't deserve it. But who are we to judge? Who are we to determine whether they deserve it? Because if you go back and look in your life, you didn't deserve what Jesus did. None of us deserved what Jesus did for us. None of us deserved it. None of us were worthy of it. But yet and still, he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. That he laid down his life for us. Amen. And so I just wanted to come on today and just share that. Put something in your mind in this season in your life. God is looking for us to change the trajectory of this world, of this earth, for his glory. That is your purpose in this world. To show forth God's glory through your very life. Through your very life. And that's why this podcast, it was created because God wants you to know that your life matters. Your life matters to somebody, but mainly your life matters to him. And so listen to this podcast over and get it into your heart and your spirit, because in this season, things are about to change. Things are going to change. And if you're not rooted and grounded in God and rooted and grounded in his word, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to make it. The enemy's time is drawing nigh, and he's scared, and he's doing whatever he can to get as many souls to go to hell with him. But I beseech you, present your body unto God. Allow God to deal with, that you will turn your heart back towards God. Amen. And do the things that you are, that you feel in your heart that God is calling you to do. Amen. So I just wanted to share that today. I pray that this word was very encouraging. Again, follow me on Spotify and all the podcast outlets. I am available. I also follow my social media sites. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and I'm in Clubhouse. So I thank you for listening, and you have a wonderful, blessed rest of your day.